SBS Filipino.
Magandang araw po sa ating lahat, mga kapuso, mga kababayan na nakikinig dito sa ating radyo ngayon. Si Norma Hennessy po ito, naririto dito sa Adelaide, at meron po tayong kakapat ng ngayamin na isang batang lalaki na kilala sa pangalan na Miguel Aguila. Siya po isang celebrity singer galing sa Pilipinas. He has won Hall of Fame Aliu Awards in Global Excellence, People's Choice Awards as Best Young Performer, at noong 2006 Cartoon Network Awardee as Best in Arts. So ngayon, he's taking up information technology sa AMA sa Pilipinas, and he's only 22 years old. He was a protege of national artist Ines Cuyugan, who is herself an institution when it comes to the arts. Ang kanyang range ng vocals ay mas mataas kay Josh Groban, who, according to interview, ay pareho ang paraan na na-interview, na-discobra sila. He has been doing stage performances in Broadway and with Repertory Philippines. Nandito siya ngayon dito sa Adelaide para kapanayamin natin, at siya ay nagpunta rito para kumanta sa wedding ng kanyang pinsan na si Leigh at Dave. Kaya magandang umaga sa iyo, Miguel.
Yes, magandang umaga din po sa inyo lahat.
Isang gwapitong celebrity itong si Miguel, pero you would never know because he's so humble. Si Miguel ay discovery siya ng mga personalities sa Pilipinas, at as an early age of 2, ano na siya, bago pa man lang siya natutong magsalita, kumakanta na siya. Miguel, ano ang mga repertoire, ang range ng repertoire mo?
I sing different genres, like from ballad, Broadway, I can sing classical, but my genre is really ballad and Broadway. But I can sing all of the song, all of the genres except for metal rock.
Kailan ka dumating dito sa Adelaide?
I left Philippines April 2, so mga April 3. Nandito na po ako sa Adelaide, and I'm staying here for 2 weeks.
Balita ko kumanta ka sa wedding ng iyong pinsan?
Yes, kumanta ako, and I sang them their requested songs, like John Legend, All of Me, from Michael Bublé, What a Wonderful World, and what's the other song? Fly Me to the Moon.
So para meron kang mga songs pa pala ng mga oldies. Kaya pala nung inimbitahan ka dito sa kapamilya grupo ni Ramon Cruz, ay pinaunlakan mo sila.
Yes, noon pa man, dati kasi, like, mga parents ko kasi, they always wanted me to sing old songs for the oldies, if ever in case that there are oldies in the audience. So I would sing lots of oldie songs, like from Moon River or Mona Lisa, Lavin Rose. Man.
Ano ang favorite song mo?
Favorite song? Actually, I don't know. I don't have really a favorite song, but I do love songs that are lyric, that have good lyrics. Like, because if it's all about just the beat, then I wouldn't get that emotional. But I really for example, Ed Sheeran's songs. They're very lyrical, and I love the meaning of the song, like Perfect and the Sunflower Shop song. Yeah.
From a young age, ginawa kang prodigy ni Ines Cuyugan. Can you tell us more, paano nag-start yon?
So yeah, well, first of all, I started singing when I was 2 years old, long before I could talk straight. But then, professionally 6, yun yung time po na my sister was working in San Miguel, and then she was giving me tickets to watch a musical. And then there was this one time at the backstage, Tita Fidas was looking for a Spanish-looking boy who could sing. Well, they couldn't find, but she asked me if I could sing because I fit perfectly the role, except that she wanted me to sing. So she asked me if I could sing the prayer, and I sang the prayer. And from then on, we made the Spolarium. I was the son of Juan Luna.
It reminds me kung paano na-discovery ni Celine Dion si Josh Groban, yung pagkakadiscovery mo. Are you aware of that?
No, not really. Pero maybe. What I saw in one of the YouTubes where Josh Groban was still starting then, but he was a guest of Charlie Church. Mm-hmm. So that's what I know about him.
Do you like him? Because it looks like you sing lots of his songs.
Well, yes. Some of my friends tell me that I do sing like Josh Groban and like the Filipino artist also, like Martin Rivera. But I do sing like fast songs and I do dance. So I do dance and sing at the same time.
Yeah. What do you plan in the future regarding your music career then?
My goal is in the near future, about 5 years from now, I guess, an international singer.
Do you have plans to start any recording stint or any going away, for instance, to the United States or to other places?
Yes, right now, when I get back to Manila, I'll be recording some songs, new songs, and I'll be signing with a company, international company, which is of course for security reasons I still have to look at the contract and see if the contract is worth it, because I've been through a lot of promises and sometimes the promises aren't kept. So I told them that if it is worth it, then why not sign? But if it's not, I wouldn't want to sign, because I want my career to grow, and if it's not gonna grow, why should I sign?
So that's a very sensible way of thinking, Miguel. What other songs have you been trying your craft into?
I do sing like Nesundorma, Time to Say Goodbye. And from Andrea Bocelli to Pavarotti to Bruno Mars or Ed Sheeran songs, ballad songs. Let's see, like Nella Fantasia. I do sing different song languages. Like I can sing Japanese, Chinese, Italian, French, and so other.
So most of the time at this time, palagi kang kumakanta sa mga corporate events sa Pilipinas?
Yes, I do sing corporate events. Well, if you want to know more about me, to know more about my events, coming up events, you can just search me on www.miguelaguila.com. Yeah.
So you have your own website then?
Yes, I do have my own website. And feel free to ask me anything. And you can also subscribe to my channel at Miguel vaguila@gmail.com. Some of my videos are there, so please do catch on. I'll be doing a lot more cover songs in the Philippines.
So ayan po si Miguel Aguila para sa inyong lahat, mga kababayan. Napakinggan na po namin siyang kumanta at talaga naman pong napakagaling. So hanggang sa muli po, si Norma Hennessy po ito, nag-uulat mula dito sa Adelaide.
Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.